Good afternoon. The special session of the legislature, which is now history, except for a few items left over until June 20th, has been characterized by bitter wrangling between the governor and the lawmakers. Partly, this was a quarrel between two coordinate branches of the state government, the executive and the legislative. Partly, it was due to the fact that the governor is a Democrat, while the majority of both houses of the legislature is Republican. The fact that it was not all politics is proved by the fact that wrangling between the legislature and the governor occurred during the previous administration, that of Kim Sigler, when the governor, as well as the majority in the legislature, was Republican. In spite of the gnarling forces arrayed against each other, there were some positive accomplishments by the special session just recessed. Here is how Representative Glenn Robinson of South Haven sized these up in a statement recorded last week. That was Representative Glenn Robinson of South Haven, who represents Van Buren County in the legislature. Now let us hear from a Kent County lawmaker, Mr. Lewis G. Schooley of Granville, who represents the 2nd District of Kent County in the House of Representatives. And here is how Mr. Schooley summed up the achievements of the legislature in a statement which was also recorded last week. Thank you, Mr. Schooley. Turning now to a spokesman for the Senate, we have invited State Senator Harold Tripp of Allegan to state his views on the achievements of the legislature. Senator Tripp represents the 8th Senatorial District, which is comprised of Allegan, Barry, and Van Buren counties. Senator Tripp recorded his comments last week as follows. Thank you, Senator Tripp. This will be the final broadcast of the lawmakers until after the fall elections. The governor's weekly message also will be discontinued following this week's broadcast, heard over station WJEF in Grand Rapids at 11:15 Wednesday evening and over WKZO at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. These programs have been broadcast by these two stations in order to bring our listeners both sides of the many controversial issues which have come up. Through our many news broadcasts, you have been kept informed on all the late developments. And through the governor's talks and these Sunday afternoon broadcasts by the lawmakers, we hope that you've been able to hear the arguments presented by both sides. The Fetcher Broadcasting Company has not presented the messages by G. Menon Williams because he happens to be a Democrat, but because he is governor of the state of Michigan. And we have not brought you these weekly interviews with the legislators because they happen to be Republicans, but because they are your lawmakers. If either the governor or the lawmakers appeared at times more in the role of partisan politicians than public officials, that was incidental. This time has been provided free of charge to both sides as a public service by the Fetcher Broadcasting Company stations. From now on, the governor and the lawmakers are going to be politicking at full tilt. And so, radio time on WKZO and WJEF will be available to the governor, the legislators, and other candidates only at the regular commercial rates, and on exactly the same basis, regardless of party. Most of the lawmakers whom you have heard on these programs will be candidates for re-election this fall. There are some exceptions, however. Representative Ural S. Acker of Kalamazoo County will not seek political office this fall. Senator Harold Tripp, whom you have just heard, will be a candidate for the office of Lieutenant Governor in the Republican primaries instead of for his old office of State Senator. And Representative Edward Hutchinson of Fenville will be a candidate for Mr. Tripp's post in the Senate. Senator John Martin of Grand Rapids, a frequent guest on the lawmakers, is going to run for Secretary of State as a Republican. Senator Colin Smith of Big Rapids, who was heard once on this year's series, will not be a candidate for re-election as a senator, but it is rumored he seeks the nomination for Attorney General of the state by the Republican Party. There may be a number of other changes, but those happen to be the ones that we have learned of to date concerning the men whom you have heard on the lawmakers. As middleman on these programs, may I say that it has been a pleasure to work with the lawmakers, and we have tried to bring you clearly and succinctly their ideas on state issues. We sincerely hope you have enjoyed these programs and that you have found them informative.